Dog Days by Erica Waller, read by Emma Cunniff. It's one of those spring mornings you get down on the coast, a scene so brilliant it reminds you of a child's painting. The sky, a solid block of Crayola blue. The sun, scrubbed to a radiant beam. On the horizon, crisp, white clips of sails, like petticoats, like maids curtsying to the shore. The beacon winks with buttercups and dandelions. The grass does silent tai chi in a breeze that may adjust a hat to a jaunty angle, but would never be so rude as to whip it off your head. And there is the windmill, casting its shadow on the bodies of Luke and Lizzie, Dan and Atticus, on George and Betty and their dogs. Even from this distance, it's easy to spot who belongs to whom. That Fitz and Wolfie belong to Dan and Luke, striding over the mound. Fitz's tongue is too long and his tail too waggy to be perfect, but you'd struggle to find a more decent creature, just like his owner. Wolfie, the flirt, the airhead, the poor simple beast, is distracted from chasing a squirrel by Maud. Lizzie is supposed to be walking her, but it's always the other way around. Betty and George are on the bench with Poppy, who is licking the salt from George's fingers as he eats. Betty is knitting another hideous jumper for her rescue greyhound, Lucky, a coat hanger of a dog who always looks embarrassed but never leaves her side.